Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't it 2 hours, a young one in the bus. Initiation started and it ended in a flush. As I got older, I got stopped to prove my worth. More times than others, I fell face first in the dirt. Whoa-ho-ho, can't you see? You never take the gang out of me. Whoa-ho-ho, can't you see?
I don't know that we're a gang. You know, we're more than one person.
Collaborative.
We're definitely not a collaborative. That's the Nebraska family collaborative. That's one of their words.
Coalition.
Well, you know, the song there says, Kate Steve will never take that gang out of me. Growing up the way, you know, punk rockers did, hardcore dudes such as myself. We didn't take shit from anybody, especially tall, dweeby, bald-headed, ultra-liberal, pseudo-intellectual, save the world from everything. I'm going to take a moment here. By the way, I'm Jay Davis.
No, Jacob Curran.
This is Pair Not Afraid. No, it's not a person unamused or whatever, person unannoyed. Nothing like that. But I tell you what,
copyright.
I'm pissed and unamused, if you want to go like that, you know? So, I could blame the studio, this equipment here. Could blame this for the, because the tubers, they know what's going on, but our listeners right now don't. long story short, there. I went to court today, and I worked pretty hard on my case. Pretty hard. In fact, I think I put the last 22 hours into it. Didn't move, other than my fingers. I had it laid out pretty well, Jake. I really did. I still believe that, you know, it's a winner. It's a winning case. Went into court. The second I walked in there, saw my ex-wife. Sitting there, her aunt, her mother, old biggest SOB in the service area guy, Darth Moth, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy was in there, and I just knew it wasn't going to go well, you know, right when he got there. I'm not usually very easily shaken, but as soon as I got there, I knew something was up. Well, I filed a motion yesterday, a motion to dismiss, and they didn't even hear that motion. They didn't even hear it. They said, went straight to taking the reports of the guardian ad litem and the CASA worker that were recommending placement with their mother. These guys are the most misguided. I believe some of them have good intentions. Some of them. None of the ones I've seen. But they offered these motions. I said, yeah, I object. I'm going to object to that. Judge says, well, on what ground? On the grounds that it's all bullshit, Your Honor. That probably got us off the wrong foot there. Basically, long story short, they continued placement with the children's mother every time I tried to speak. The judge cut me off. I didn't even have an opportunity to speak. He kept talking about these positive drug tests. No, that's enough. That's all there is. And there is no positive drug test. If you do the math, if you look at this, no, I'm not going to hear that, Mr. Davis. Well, when are you going to hear it, Judge? That's what I asked him. I don't think I was supposed to engage in this one-on-one conversation with him. And I think he took that as kind of a sign of defiance. Pretty sure I was going to get a gavel to the forehead at some point there. I bet he could throw that thing like a shuriken.
Probably trained.
He just has unlimited gavels under his robe. Order into court.
Oh, man.
He, this jerk. He said, I'm not going to hear it. I'm not going to hear any of your arguments. He said, well, look, these drug tests are, they're obviously flawed. Let me show you how. I can prove it to you right here. All you need is four pages, the last four pages of this document. No, I'm not going to do that. You've had your opportunity. Cool. Long story short, they tried to shut me up then, and I don't shut up easily. Ended up, well, getting thrown out of the courtroom. Biggest SOB, I let him know that he's still the biggest SOB in my heart. Ex-wife was there, and I let them know that she was indeed one twisted mofo. And then the judge said, I just want to make sure the kids are safe. I said, safety, judge? What do you know of safety? My children are in harm's way, and their blood will be on your hands, judge. Fuck you. And I walked out.
Did you actually say something?
I did. Yeah. And so, I waited outside the courthouse for a little bit, waiting. So I knew at some point the biggest SOB would have to come by. And I'd have to get his autograph, you know. I mean, we don't meet that often anymore.
Have we even given him his award yet?
Oh, no. No.
Should
we? I'm going to engrave it for him. Well, I might email that to him right now. I'll email him the paper version. So, waiting there. 20 minutes go by. I'm talking to some other people who were there in court, you know, in support of what we were doing. And here comes my ex-wife, her aunt, her mother, some other douche, and all of them under the protection of armed Sarpy County Sheriff's deputies. All that for little old me again? I'm impressed. I'm flattered. I really am. But let me explain something just briefly here. Vandenberg, NFC, Judge O'Neill, Sandra Markley, Ray Cop, Casa guy who's stalking outside my house and shit. Let me tell you guys something. When I had children, when I became a father, all that bullshit, all that, I'm going to go kick people's butts and I'm going to stir up trouble and I'm not going to listen and all that went away. So I had responsibility. I had a responsibility to be there for my children, not locked up somewhere, not beat up and dead somewhere, or just drunk somewhere. I have a responsibility to my children to teach them, to raise them, to grow them into men. So I put away my childish things at that point. I'm not a violent man. Not at all. You guys have it all wrong. I'm not. Well, at one point, I may have been deemed violent just because I was rowdy. I was younger, 20s, you know, early 20s. I'm not a violent man. However, fucking keep fucking with a man's kids, and then you look in shock and awe when he's upset in the courtroom, and when he says, no, this is a travesty, fuck this shit. You stand around and go, whoa, what a violent individual. Gosh, he's just out of line. Oh, you guys are out of line. You're out of line with your lies. You're out of line with your manipulating the system in order to further a personal agenda. That's out of line. You have no ethics. You have no morals. As far as I'm concerned, each of you, in your own way, is the lowest piece of scum I've ever encountered in my days. And so, with that, don't know that I'll, I told Vandenberg I wouldn't talk to him anymore. I told him he was the most disgusting example of heir to wear flesh of human, or a suit of human flesh. He's a disgusting bag of air that, wears a suit of human flesh. And as such, I had nothing to say. I let him know that I would, from this point forward, only talk to his supervisor, the chief operating officer of Nebraska Family Collaborative, Donna Roselle, or Dave Newell, the president of the collaborative. This is the only people I'm going to talk to from now on. I don't have time for these peons. God, I hate that dude. So, I let it fall. So, Vandenberg, this the consummate professional that he is, and, there we go, that's nice. The winner of the 2007 to 2009 back-to-back-to-back pseudo-intellectual Atheist of the Year award, Vandenberg, same guy. He sent a message, stealth mode. I think, well, it was to us, Jacob.
Pretty much,
Because we did. We were there out at his office on June 5th, waving at the passersby, holding a sign that basically said, Jeff Vandenberg doesn't deserve a paycheck. That's what my next plan is to say. I tell you what, I've got some plans for the next protest, and we're not going all the way to August 22nd for you.
I was going to say, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second while we play the rest of this. Let's give a quick update here on some stuff. Let's play that back. We, Sharina, we had that caller. Sharina called in on the show. Let me be the first one here to say I apologize, Sharina. I've not been as good as I should have been. As far as getting back in touch with you, I've had some technical difficulties here in the studio, and quite honestly, some personal difficulties in trying to restrain myself from becoming that violent 20-year-old guy. Most of the time, that's pretty easy to do, because I'm way over it. My body doesn't do it anymore. Serena, I apologize for my delays in getting back to you. If you want to give us a call, or anybody else for that matter, you can call the show at 646-716-9690, or you can text the text messenger at 402-616-6093. That's the text messenger. I heard Ernie's coming in. I actually saw him at the courthouse today. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Hey! You're not about to take the gang from me!
Made up for some time. and nothing I was going to do today, nothing I was going to say today was going to change any mind. And at some point when I realized that, yeah, I guess the chains came off my tongue and I told the judge, fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Judge. I meant it in all respect, sir, Your Honor. So, this new war, you know what it is? Now time to go to Lincoln. A little bit ahead of the legislative run, but trying to file an appeal. And I don't know how to do that. But I'm going to figure it out pretty quick because I only have 10 days. So, anyone out there in the Parent I'm Afraid universe, in friends of the show, who may like to, who may have some knowledge about appeal filing, and would like to share that with a guy with a beard and no legal degree, please do. Again, that's 646-716-9690, or you can text me on the texter at 402-616-6093. Yeah. So, Jacob, I tell you who I saw at the courthouse today, besides judge and all that.
Mr. Chambers himself.
I did. I'll tell you what, he cleaned up a little bit today. He, you know, typical, the big, the trademark Ernie Pro. But he changed the sweatshirt.
Oh.
He actually had a green sweatshirt on today. A little weird. So, when Jim was there with me and he said, oh, look, there goes Ernie. I looked and I thought he was crazy.
Yeah. It showed it. Intern Chambers.
Well, I was going to, but he was already going in the door. But as the door was shut and he stuck his head back out, he said,
I'll see you in court there, David. I've got to get in here. Old Ernie's got something to do. I'll see you in there.
Oh, my God. That's great.
I want to know. Ernie, I bet, knows what happened here. Ernie, he has a way.
Yeah,
and he's been around a long time. He's built some relationships, I think. He's got probably keys to doors that we don't know exist.
Mm-hmm. Give us the keys, by the way. We're not hacking. Ernie,
don't key your car, Jacob.
I don't have a car. Jay's car. Hey, all right.
I'll fight you, Jay Davis.
Really, Ernie? Come on now.
Oh, I whoop your ass, Jay Davis. I might be old. I'm from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Then after we eat some cake.
I want any of that cake. Haitian voodoo cake.
Voodoo cake you, Jay Davis.
Ernie, I'm going to put you in the closet. I'm going to put him in the closet. And then you know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do, Jay Davis?
I'm going to leave you there.
I'm going to move to your legislative district, and then I'm going to take your seat in the legislature next year. That means I get to Lincoln a year in advance, and I don't have to put up with you there.
Oh, you love all the cake. That's a plan, too.
Am I getting some of that coffee then?
You got it. I'm get some. Bye, y'all. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday.
What's wrong with that? Oh, so I believe, here's another troubling thing that happened. I showed up there at court with my response to the court report. Roughly, I think it's 46 pages in my report. The receptionist there at the juvenile court said she'd make copies for us. Gave her the original, went to go make copies. All of a sudden, court's going. I don't really have time to check it out when she comes back in. I assume that she had made copies of everything. So I go and I pass them out to everyone in the courtroom. And it wasn't until after the hearing, looking at this thing, I realized 7 of those pages were missing. Yeah, they weren't just the ones in the back here or the ones in the front. They were 7 consecutive pages from the middle of the document. 7 consecutive pages from the middle of the document spelled out the crimes of NFC. Conspicuously missing. And
find it. Very,
yeah.
Going to do.
You know, I thought that I thought this is okay because I wasn't able to talk, but this has been entered in as a court record, and so it's still a matter of part of the evidence. It's not part of the evidence when they take it out before they enter it in. That is messed up. I was hoping maybe Ernie had a clue as to what was going on.
Ernie got a clue. Don't mean I'm going to tell you, JJ.
I'll tie him down.
Do that.
Make him help.
Got some pretty good twine.
Duct tape.
Ooh. Tonight on Parent Unafraid on Blog Talk Radio, we are going to duct tape your favorite state senator, Ernie Chambers. Yeah, that's good radio. YouTubers, you're in for a treat.
You're going to see it happen.
I'm not going to do that.
I might.
You know what I might do? Flagpole, right? Well, Vanderson's pretty tall. I might duct tape Ernie to Vanderson.
You know what they say, though.
Ernie would gnaw Vanderson's face off.
You can just see him trying to, like, call a bait.
Let me get some of that nose, Jeff Vandenberg.
Oh, God.
Ernie, gonna bite your chin. What?
Oh, this show's gotten out of hand. But you know what? See what I wrote, you know, in the description of tonight's show. It's therapy. Therapeutic. Much like knitting would be for somebody, or golf for an hour of field time with an actual therapist. You don't have to do that. I can sit here and we talk, and Ernie comes in and sits on my lap from time to time. I don't think you can get up there. Oh, come on, Ernie.
Come on, Ernie.
Come on. I treat Ernie like a kitty cat.
Speaking of Ernie's a chihuahua doll. Toby Chambers.
I saw Toby upstairs.
I haven't seen him all day.
He was sitting on the couch like he was watching TV. He wasn't even sleeping. He was just sitting there like this. I walked in the door and he goes, weird.
That cat has personality.
I was advised, I should think about maybe cutting my beard.
That's all on you, dude.
Then I was advised that next time I go to court, I might want to wear jeans that don't have holes in them.
That's probably a good idea, too.
You know, I'm of the mind that if something as simple as a pair of jeans, something like, if my case is won or lost on the fact that I didn't shave that morning or I wore some jeans that had some holes in the knees, then I haven't done my job in preparation. I haven't done my job. I have no case to begin with. That's what it hinges on, something that's ridiculous. But then again, people, judges are human. I don't know about Judge O'Neill himself specifically, but the majority of judges are human. They're subject to the same flaws that we are. I mean, I look at a guy in a black robe and I say, that's a dickhead right there. I look at a guy in a Vanderslick suit and I say, there's a piece of shit. I mean, that's unfair. Oh, but the only people I've ever seen in a black robe winging gavels out from underneath it, that'd be Judge Robot O'Neill and old Jeff Vanderbilt. That's pretty good with Robot O'Neill, because his name is Robert O'Neill.
Good.
The Honorable Robot O'Neill. I'd like to have him as a guest. I seriously think he wanted to beat the shit out of me.
You know where I live.
He was glaring at me. Yeah. Oh. So, speaking of the word, we know where we live. You know, we're here in a bunker. However, children have been in a bit of a state of flux. I recently was informed that they'd moved back into their great-grandmother's house out in Grant with their mom. They'd all gone out there because the relationship between mom and her kid's cousin didn't really work out. Cousin dad wasn't going for it. So cousin dad, apparently, the way the story goes, is cousin dad moved out, moved in with his brother, I guess to start a whole new branch of the same family tree. Yeah, it gets a little confusing. I met my wife on Ancestry.com. So, with her and Gretna, or so the story goes, the kids, I've heard different stories about, well, maybe they're in Gretna, or maybe they're living here in town. And luckily, considering the fact that my sister is my ex-wife's husband's mother, and I'm my own grandpa,
Oh my gosh.
Ernie's his own uncle.
Only unparent and afraid.
That's right. I'm unafraid to explain my parents were my grandchildren. So, I heard the kids were talking. And I said, well, wait a minute. So, where exactly do you guys live? My sister said they are clearly just still here in town. There's no Gretna involved. And in fact, they hadn't split. I mean, when your chromosomes are that stuck together, again, they're enmeshed. Yeah. So anyway, why would they say they split up and one's in Gretna and one's not? And why would they subject my children to that ride every day out to Gretna and all this? What made me sad for them was I asked them where they live, where are they living? They were baffled. They were, don't really know. So, myself, a loving parent, with videos and photos to show of the past 3 years, the kids just hanging out, their dad being all right. Never done anything to hurt them or neglect them or put them in harm's way. And now, they live with a cousin dad, a schizophrenic mother, who place them in a daycare where the oldest child, besides them, oldest child, is 5 years younger. Where the women at this daycare center call them little brats, annoying little brats, and say how the pregnant one, there's one who's pregnant, in fact, has said that the children are so annoying to her, she's going to go ahead and just start drinking anyway. Without having birthed that nephew of hers.
Someone should really check out that daycare.
Yeah. Cozy Little Cottage, Papillion, Nebraska. I believe I friended you on Facebook today. That was me. Just because I didn't want to go in there. I was so mad. I think if I went in there, I probably would have turned the building upside down. And then Vandersloot and Vanderbeek and the crew would have said I went in there trying to assault everyone and steal my children from the daycare. When in reality, my children, Jeff has been informed of the fact that these people act this way towards the children in the daycare, how badly my children want to get out of there. So far, he's done nothing. He acknowledges that. When it comes to real abuse, these people turn a blind eye every single time. They did it to their grandma. Make me sick. Sick. Oh, yeah. I wonder if we can, oh, I can do it. So, that's a little, Geisenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Except my name is Jason. See? Jason Dyke. I really like this picture. I don't know. Hey, YouTubers. That's pretty cool. Recognize that, YouTubers? Anybody? That's Galveston, Texas. Christmas time. Your mom thinks that that's the most unnatural photograph of all time. It's Christmas. That kid's got no clothes on.
Yeah, where's the snow?
Oh, upload it here. I spent a couple summers down there, or not summers, but Christmases where it did snow, as a matter of fact. Well, People had no idea what to do, how to drive.
Welcome to Nebraska, where it snows most
none
of the time.
Yeah.
And still nobody knows how to drive.
Well, none of it, and none of them sticking to the ground. Like, you know, it was 38, and then it got really that cold. But, man, these guys are wrecking their cars into the walls on purpose, I think. Well, I need a new car, now it's snowing, I have an excuse for that. Now go get me a horse.
Woo-hoo. It's got defrosters.
Oh, there we go. You can upload. What we're doing right now, we're uploading some stuff. I've got an idea. I'm going to put this out there. Today's Friday.
Friday.
All right. Let's throw this campaign out here. Today is Friday. Fan and Afraid listeners. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a show next Friday. And so, I've been thinking a little bit about something we can do that would be a week long in length, a week in duration, and give everybody an ample opportunity to win a Fair and Unafraid Friend of the Show t-shirt. What was our deal last night? Do you remember?
I do not recall.
They suggested something. If someone could have suggested the name of the third segment of our audience, I think it was.
Wait, so is this competition up for anybody?
Anybody? Actual current friends of the show or the show themselves? No. But we'll talk here in a bit. I don't want to give away the good deal from Mr. Print or whatever. Because they're not paying it. They're paying them still. Anyhow, I got a good idea. I am going to post a picture on the Paramount Afraid Facebook page. I'm going to put a picture there. And I'm going to ask our listeners, our downloader podcast people. Oh, I'm getting technical. To post their caption on the picture. On Facebook. The best caption, of course, is the one who gets the friend of the show t-shirt, Paranormal Afraid. The rest of them, I will read the majority of them on air. Who knows, there may be a second prize. So, if you aspire to mediocrity, there's still second prize out there. Mediocrity. That reminds me of that tapioca I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I like making tapioca. Mm-hmm. Don't like mediocrity. Mediocre tapioca. Sounds like a country. Oh, you're from the land of tapioca. Where? Where about? What region? The mediocre region. Of tapioca.
Don't take time into your hands.
I live on the eastern banks of the Mediocre River. Right there in the mountains of tapioca. Make it moonshine. Dude. What's happening to this thing? Why isn't it working?
That has been part of my generation for 3 years. 3 whole years.
We need to get a Civil War general as our next guest on the show. Yeah. That could be Ernie and Ulysses S. Grant for
General Custard.
How about Ernie and Robert E. Lee?
Oh my God, no.
Hey, Southern boy.
The half will rise again.
I like the old Southern gentleman kind of accent.
The
Colonel will have his probably own. Oh my, it is humid.
Heaven's the best thing.
Here in the bayou. Oh my God, I'm going crazy. Why is this thing not uploading?
I don't know, but it's making me sick in the head.
What do we got going on here? Let's do this. How do we do it? Open it in a new window. No. We are now running out of ideas at this point, and we're going to launch the Parent Unafraid empty chat room.
We are slab happy.
Well, you know what? You know what we ought to do? We can call this one in 4 minutes. You know, we could then done a good 45 minutes ago. That's not bad. Two guys, no callers, and the ever-present odor of Senator Ernie Chambers. That smells like legislation.
Don't worry, J. Davis, help us.
Looks like He just dropped the
door. Gross. Robot O'Neill. I bet you he wears his robe to the bathroom.
Does not compute. Gavel.
I said my leg.
It would be kind of cool if we had like a celebrity death match where it's like Ernie Chambers, Ernie the Intern, Screech from Saved by the Bell, Robot O'Neill, and then the Southern Gentleman.
I'd have money on Chambers.
Bite your nose off, Jeff Vandenberg. I mean, Vandersloot. I mean, SOB. I mean, motherfucker.
Oh, come on now.
Chambers.
Speaking of Sick'em, I was trying to get us to go out of here with that one, and it's just making me sick in the head.
That's what it is. Some sort of cerebral.
You know what? So, we'll upload all the.
But me wait. I've got the show to do. But me wait. I've got to file motions too.
Or, you know, really?
Oh. Ow.
Or you would know it as Death Metal Batman.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, those of you out there, Parent Unafraid Universe, we're going to take it. We're going to say goodnight. Stick around for about 5 more minutes. YouTubers, we'll give you your obligatory looks at our handsome faces. And I forgot what song I was looking for. Oh, yeah.
Trick in the head.
Oh. Shorter, and might open. Oh, go. Oh, that's why I didn't do it. Fucking.
Oh, no.
And so, my friends there in radio internet world, let me tell you, I apologize for the show this evening. My, lackadaisical attitude here, but these people really make their honest ears are. I want mine home just as bad as you want yours, and we're going to do something to get them all home. Might not be today, but Vandersloot, that day's coming. See you Monday, buddy.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm fucking every day. I'm fucking ready to go. Today I'm playing the part of the parent. Now make a hard decision for you to know I'm not just there. The lies make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and making guns the wrong way. The right way. To see, to bleed, to not be done. It's true, you're patching us.